Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter and host of Talking with TD. TD, a part of our draft night coverage last night as well. TD, what's going on?
Hey, good morning. What's going on, fellas? A crazy, crazy day last night, right?
I don't think any question about that, man.
Not much happening.
Just some wild stuff last night. So, TD, let's just start there. Now that I guess the dust is starting to settle a little bit, what's your reaction to the Titans actually making the decision to trade A.J. Brown?
Well, really what it came down to is they got younger and cheaper at the same position. What is that? The NFL way. And I think that's really what it boils down to. There was, a number that A.J. was trying to get to, a number that the Titans wanted to stay with, and it just wasn't coming to an agreement. And so, the Titans reacted. This is something that I talked about on the air last week. You know, I felt that a deal had to be done by draft day, and it turns out, that thought was right, and I mean, they had to do what they felt they had to do. So, that's really the way I look at it. Is it being great around Ryan Tannehill? I don't know. We'll see what that plan continues to be when they pick at 35 today.
Well, TD, you talked to A.J. Brown, and great job with that. Great piece today at ESPN.com. And frankly, I was already, what's the word? I'd say outraged. Because I think this is incredibly stupid. But then I read what A.J. Brown told you, and I mean, I know there's always this side and that side, and we're not going to have John Robinson weigh in and say, no, actually, these are the numbers, or this is what we thought. But I'm sorry, I read your story, and I feel more that way. I look at the receiver market, I look at what A.J. Brown is, not just can be, but is already. And I feel like the deal he got with the Eagles, I think that would be a team-friendly deal when he's done. I'm not even asking you a question. I'm just blabbing like I have all day. Make this make sense, TD.
Well, Howie Roseman has kind of dug his stance in the ground and said that, they're devoted, they're committed to Jalen Hurts. And I love the fact that they did that, that he said that. Now, we've learned recently that you can't really take anything that these guys say and have it like word is bond, you know what I mean? Because things could change quickly. But I think this move has that affirmation of Jalen Hurts all over it. Why? Well, Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown are very close friends. And this goes back to when Brown was coming out of high school. Jalen Hurts worked really hard to get Brown to attend Alabama. A.J. almost did that, but he and DK Metcalf, they made that commitment together to go to Ole Miss, and, the rest is history. But you look at Jalen Hurts' draft party, you look at A.J. Brown's draft party, those guys were together. I posted a picture on Twitter of these guys together when they were, in high school days. You know what I mean? Like, it's been that way. So this move was going out and getting Jalen Hurts exactly what he wanted. And I think when you look at what the Eagles do, a lot of RPOs, it's a perfect fit for them. I just think, and I told A.J. this when I talked to him last night, I said, listen, that market is different. Like, you have to make sure that you're not as concerned with the way people think about you, because they're going to love you, but they're going to love you hard, and there's going to be a lot of criticism.
Ron Davenport on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, TD, and obviously I heard you guys last night on the draft show and reacted to this in real time, and we were having conversations about this before A.J. Brown got traded in terms of the rest of the AFC with Russell Wilson coming in, all the moves that have been made as to where exactly the Titans fit in the pecking order. Now that they've lost their best wide receiver, is the Titans' window to win shut? Where do you think they fit in right now in the AFC?
Well, I don't know that I put this team against that Bengals team that boosted their offensive line. I don't know that I put them against, you know, a lot of these teams. So I would say they've fallen out of, in my opinion, the top five teams. Like, I don't think they're a top five team anymore. But, I mean, one thing about this coaching staff, and Chris Sanders, you know, was kind of the voice of reason last night. One thing about this staff is they found ways to win without big-time players. But here's the thing. They're 12-5 last year. They were 11-2 with A.J. in the lineup. So they haven't really found a way to win without A.J. Brown. So, man, there is so much pressure on Treylon Burks. There's so much pressure on Robert Woods to get back. I mean, that's really the way I look at it. And I don't have them. I mean, I don't even know that I would put them on top of the AFC South anymore. You know, I think they're kind of neck and neck with the Colts.
I got Matt Ryan putting on his AFC South champions hat in early January right now. Lock it. Don't lock it. But that's what I think is going to happen, TD. I don't think they're the best team in the division anymore. We don't know how the rest of the draft's going to go, which, by the way, they do load up on picks. They've got 35 today. I mean, it's just right now I feel like it's still sort of – you could go one of two ways. You could go get another receiver. You could start bolstering that offensive line, which you badly need to do. And you could still sell this as trying to be great around Ryan Tannehill, other than, you know, taking away his best receiver. But still trying to be as good as possible next year, even in light of this circumstance. Or you could go quarterback. I mean, what do you think they do at 35 today?
There's a lot of directions. You could go tight end too, right, with Trey McBride. You could do that. So there's a lot of directions. They're in a position to where they could very well go quarterback, because you know the Bucs aren't taking a quarterback, right? And it's very that leaves one of the two, right? Desmond Ridder or Malik Willis. So, I think a quarterback is very much in play. This is a manufactured pick, right? They weren't supposed to be picking until 90. Now they're at 35 and 69 and then 90. So, yeah, this could very well, and I think it's very possible for it to be a quarterback. Outside of that, I mean, you still have Sky Moore. You have George Pickens on the board. So it could be that direction too. I mean, there's a multitude of ways it could go, honestly.
So TD, you know, AJ Brown aside, and you mentioned the pressure that's going to come along with it for Treylon Burks, but what do you think of the pick itself for the Titans snagging Burks at 18 overall?
I mean, I think it fits what they want to do. I felt Burks was one of the best fits, even with A.J. Brown on the roster, just because, you know, they want big physical players that win combat catches. A.J. Brown was a sturdy guy that defenders bounced off of. He got them the free yards, and Burks does the same thing. I think it's a good pick. You know, you look at the 9.4 yards after the catch that he averaged. That was seventh in the FBS. And you also look at, you know, just like I said, the ability to get those free yards. It's a good pick for the Titans. It's just unfortunate that it's going to be overshadowed by A.J. Brown, you know, being traded away. And here Burks is, you know, he's going to always be compared to A.J. Brown.
Couldn't agree more. I like him a lot as a player. I thought he was awesome last night, you know, in the Zoom. Fans are going to love Treylon Burks. But the problem is it's just such a difficult situation for him to step into. And, you know, he's going to be so sick of hearing about A.J. Brown, which I'll totally understand, but it's going to happen. And it's a tough spot. So, TD, you know, Mike Vrabel to me is one of those guys who, you know, there's some emotion on sleeve with him. And I think it's kind of like if you just showed me demeanor and tone and a presser without knowing context, I could probably tell you what happened in, like, the game that just preceded that press conference. So maybe I'm taking a little bit of a leap here. But Mike Vrabel last night, and, of course, I'm watching streaming from Florida. But as I watched the presser and all the good questions that were asked, he looked like a guy who just lost a big game. I understand he says all the right things, but you tell me what you think. Do you think Mike Vrabel was on board with this? Do you think he's upset by this? What about the fact that he said, not as long as I'm coach, you know, 10 days ago or whatever?
I think both things are true. I think he was on board with it because, you know, they had a number. The team, the organization had a number, and they weren't going beyond it. You know what I mean? But he's upset because he really loves AJ, and he knows that, you know, AJ Brown was a key to the, to their success. So I think both things can very well exist, and that is the case with Coach Vrabel and his thoughts. I mean, did you see how in the video on NFL Network where he got up and walked away, like he had to take a breather, like, yo, man. You know, so it lets you know, like you said, you know, you could tell personal behavior, not behavior, but reactions, like you could tell that it did bother him.
Well, TD, certainly a wild night for the Tennessee Titans last night. Thanks for being a part of it. Thanks for being taking some time to be with us this morning. Great job on reporting, and we appreciate you. Have fun this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you guys, and take it easy. It's going to be another wild ride today.
Yep, I don't think there's any question about that. Teron Davenport, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, joins us every Friday morning on Robbie and Rex Road at 8 o'clock. We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans and A.J. Brown on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Your Nashville Predators are in the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs, and we need you at Bridgestone Arena. Preds got a big win last night against Colorado. They'll go for the wild card one spot tonight as they take on the Arizona Coyotes. And round one playoff tickets are on sale now at NashvillePredators.com/tickets. These are the games that you don't want to miss. Epic goals, massive wins, and historic moments. You can visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets to be there for all the action. Staying with us, Smashville, and paint the town Preds. Once again, that's NashvillePredators.com/tickets. 20 ESPN 102.5, the game for the Music City Celebrity Golf Tournament, benefiting Folds of Honor, coming up on May 16th at Hermitage Golf Course. You can put your team together and come play with athletes, musicians, and other local celebrities. Sign up at thegamenashville.com/golf. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5, the game. Make sure you join the Preds Bud Light Watch Party tonight at Headquarters Beercade. Come enjoy great drink specials and watch the Preds take on the Arizona Coyotes. It's the Preds Bud Light Watch Party at Headquarters Beercade, located at 114 2nd Avenue South downtown. Puck drops at 9:30 tonight. We'll have Terry Crisp coming up here at 8:30. Right now, taking your thoughts on A.J. Brown and the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Got a texter that says, just another one of John Robinson's first or second round picks that didn't make it past their first contract. This is coming from a texter. That is true. I got to say, I didn't think that'd be the case with A.J. Brown.
No. And some people look at this, like, well, you had to choose between Simmons and Brown. No, you didn't. No, you didn't have to make that choice. You want both of them. I think my favorite one today, again, if you're a Titans fan who's like, hey, I like this, get younger, you know, AJ, whatever, you know, injuries. I mean, I'm seeing like double knee surgery. He had his knees cleaned out, man. Let's make sure we have that accurate. But you know what? If that's your opinion, fine.
I love get younger from the 24-year-old, but yes, continue.
Right. Yeah. But you know, cheaper. That's fine. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you know, if you just keep going young. You got a great player, just go young. No, don't pay anybody. But I think my favorite thing is like, so here's like at Malaki1 on Twitter says, respectfully, you don't know if this was a mistake or not. Let's let them play a couple seasons and then we'll know. Well, let's just never comment on anything then. I think that everything that happens, we should just sit here and say, oh,
let's just wait.
Could be good, could be bad. That'd be a great way to stay employed, wouldn't it?
Joe, would you like to stop talking about the Titans until we know what their final record will be this year?
At the end of time. I want to know, like, when football finally ends, then I will comment from the grave on the Titans. Meanwhile, by the way, here in Venice, Florida, Katie Rexroad a few minutes ago was like, why are you yelling? She's over here working on my grandma's porch. I'm like, I'm sorry, it's a four-hour rant. I don't know what to tell you.
It really is. The whole show, it's just the rant. Yeah. Robbie and Rexroad rant today.
Yeah.
Robbie's doing a much better job of keeping it together.
Sometimes. LD from McMinnville on the text line says, it looks like a lot of the same fans upset about the trade are the same fans that gave Tannehill a pass. This is coming from LD. I knew we'd get back to Tannehill at some point. Thank you, LD. Well done.
I can't even wrap my mind around. Wait, what? Somehow there's your so if you're mad about this, you love Tannehill? Is that what we're saying?
That some people that are mad, we're not mad enough about Tannehill, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. Tyler on the text line says, did y'all see Vrabel's awkward reaction when asked if Ryan Tannehill was here right now? He looked like a deer in headlights. I don't know if I'd say he looked like a deer in headlights. He looked like he was just mad at the world, I thought.
Yeah. Well, he did offer to provide an update at an unscheduled Monday press conference that I look forward to.
I'm sure he'll be all over that.
Yeah. I'm sure that'll be or maybe at least like tweet out a video hugging Tannehill. I'm sure I actually need like a Tannehill sarcastic Insta post or tweet today, you know, like I need something from Tannehill.
Celsius ad. Yeah.
Yeah. Tannehill, like getting into a rocket ship toward the moon. He's like on one of Jeff Bezos's spaceships. Get the hell off the planet.
We got a text that says, what do you guys think about AJ Brown tweeting last night that it wasn't his fault and then deleting it? First off, stop deleting tweets. Can we please get to that point? Like, at this point, if you're AJ Brown, as soon as you tweet it, people are screenshotting it anyway. So there's really no point in deleting the tweet. And that is the other part that I've not really thought about until just now. Like, I hope in this transition, at least on social media, that there's a little bit of thicker skin there. Because let me tell you something, you're going to need it in Philadelphia. I promise you, at some point, you will need it in Philadelphia.
That's true. I mean, you are going to a very different market. And look, like, so TD, great job again today. Great stuff as always on our show. I mean, I think you and I probably both disagree with TD on what Jalen Hurts is as a quarterback. And I think it's a very fair point to bring up as it relates to AJ Brown's trajectory. You know, now look, I think that AJ Brown can make him better because, like TD was saying, those quick access throws make it, you know, it's sort of like what people have talked about with Josh Allen, you know, and Stephon Diggs and what he's done for him. But it's not, I don't think he's ever going to be a great quarterback. And that city is, they make New York look soft, okay? The way that they treat their teams and athletes, they get after it. So this is actually a great time for AJ to delete his Twitter account. Okay, so here we go. Justin from Nashville, quote, on the text line, you're cracking me up. You use the wait and see on every move Poyle makes. Again, please hold Poyle to the same standards you're holding the Titans to right now.
What?
Shut up. Hey, Justin, here's my constructive comment for you. Shut up.
What are we talking about?
It's a load of crap.
We talk about Poyle all the time.
I mean, we've gone – I mean, oh, I don't even – But that is a dynamic too in this city. Is like there's like the Titans part of the fan base who thinks that like the media is like super soft with the Preds, but way too hard on the Titans. And I think it's you know, some people in the Titans building think that too. It's utter crap.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Steven from Hendersonville who wants to weigh in. Steven, thanks for calling into Robbie and Rexra.
Hey, I would wish you guys a good morning, but I don't lie. So
we understand.
I'm gonna spit some truth here for you guys. John Robinson needs to be fired. For the last couple of years, this guy has been chasing his own mistakes, trying to correct the piss poor decisions he's made. He screwed up his evaluation of Conklin, which led to Isaiah Wilson, which led to Dylan Radnutz, who doesn't even have a position on the offensive line. They don't know what the hell he is besides some cornbread country guy who can't really play football, but we wasted a second-round pick on him. He screwed up his evaluation of Corey Davis, which led to Julio Jones, which led to let's get rid of A.J. Brown so we could get Burks. I'm sorry, while the rest of the NFL is playing chess, he's in the corner eating crayons. John Robinson has to go.
Hey, thanks for the call, Steven. I appreciate it. Steven, fired up about John Robinson there.
Thank you, Steven, for making us seem reasonable this morning.
Dylan Radnutz.
Oh, boy. I was like, as soon as he said that, I'm like, Michelle, better be ready with that button.
Wait, actually,
sense some profanity.
It's so funny. Once he said that, I swiveled my chair back right and hovered over the button just for precaution.
Yep. Head on a swivel.
Yeah.
This brings up a quick Keith, our buddy Keith on the text line says, I'm really enjoying Jared filling in for Joe this morning. Good God. Thanks a lot, John Robinson. You've turned me into Jared. You're fired.
Well, I will say, look.
Steven might have been a little bit dramatic there.
This is going to affect the way Titans fans view J-Rob. Like, if A.J. Brown goes off and just totally lights it up for the Eagles this year, and the Titans are, 8-9 and miss the playoffs, what are people going to be saying about John Robinson? Like, this is not going to go over well with Titans fans.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I think in general, it sometimes doesn't work out. And Clowney didn't work out. Julio didn't work out. And I think he's right on Conklin, Isaiah Wilson. Obviously, Isaiah Wilson is just a huge miss. I actually give Robinson a lot more of a pass on that than some people do. I think a lot of that happened after he was drafted. The evaluation process, you can't find a ton that would have given them an indication. But when you make mistakes because you're saying, we are going right now. As a fan, isn't that what you want? Fan of any team. You want to believe that your GM is in the now, if you're close. If you think your GM is, Vrabel probably didn't mean it this way, but Vrabel's like, we want to be here a long time. We have to. Why do fans care about that? You being here a long time? That's not what I'm paying all this money for. I'm paying all this money for to go watch a team that has a chance to win. You just traded away one of the three best players on this team. So that's where I think fans have an absolute right to be upset, because this is a shift in philosophy, or it appears that way.
I'm still just blown. We're at 8:27. I'm blown away that we're sitting here the day after the first round of the draft talking about the Titans trading A.J. Brown. I really am. Just blown away.
It really is surreal. I'm sure, a mashup of reactions, just like fans, media, and Titans players would be like, it'd be epic. So if anybody took a video, if you happen to like have your video of yourself doing it, also if you have video of the Titans fans booing at the season ticket holder event, please share that on Twitter.
Adam Sparks on Twitter says, "Grouchy Rex Road is my favorite Rex Road. Thank you, John Robinson." This is coming from Adam Sparks on Twitter.
Love you, Sparkles.
Pro Golf, go ahead.
No, I was going to make a Vanderbilt joke, but I don't really have one. Keep going.
Okay, thank you. Pro Golf is coming to Nashville this May with the Simmons Bank Open. Text the keyword golf to 615-737-1025 for a chance to win a weekend pass for four to enjoy the event in style, including food and drinks, plus a Predators gift pack, including polo shirt, golf balls, and umbrella. That's golf to 615-737-1025 to be entered to win. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Terry Criss, Preds TV analyst. We'll get his thoughts on the Preds and a big win last night in Colorado. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And it is that time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Preds in action tonight, taking on the Arizona Coyotes. Puck drop at 9:30, pregame at 8:30 here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And big night last night in Preds Pick to Click. Joe Rex Road on the board, Robbie Stanley on the board, Michelle Knezovic on the board last Woo! Night with our selection. So,
and no suit for you, listeners.
I feel bad for Kenny from Spring Hill. He's had some rotten luck when it comes to Preds Pick the Click. He really has.
He's always opposite.
Kenny, if I win this, I will personally give you a prize pack because you've had terrible luck, okay? Because I don't want this to be misery for you personally. I just want to beat the listeners.
There you go. So the standings are as such. The listeners in Rex Road tied again at 19 correct answers apiece. I'm at 17. Michelle's been on a heater this week. She's up to 14 correct answers. So with that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in today's participant, Jose. Jose, thanks for calling in. Who's your pick to click tonight for the Predators?
Yeah, I appreciate it. Robbie, I'm going to try to bring it home for the fans here. I'm going to go with Crispy's prognostication and go with Forsberg tonight to kind of at least lock up a tie, if not a win, for the fans.
I like it. Well done, Jose. We appreciate you calling in. So Forsberg, the selection by Jose. Joe Rexroad, you are up first today in the competition. Forsberg is off the board. Your pick to click.
Matt Duchene all day.
Matt Duchene, the selection by Rexrode. Forsberg and Duchene off the board. Michelle Knezovic, you are next.
Well, I wanted to pick Roman Josi yesterday because I knew he was going to score, but I picked Johansson and I still lucked out. But I'm just going to go with Roman Josi today. Thank you very much, Mr. Captain.
So Josi, the selection by Michelle. Duchene, Forsberg, and Josi off the board. Give me Jeannot. Jeannot ends his scoreless drought tonight. He's not going to finish the regular season on this drought. He's going to put one in there tonight. Give me Tanner Jeannot, the goal scorer for the Predators tonight. So Forsberg, Duchene, Josi, and Jeannot, the selections here on Preds Pick to Click. Brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Joe, quickly, we have not brought this up yet today. A report yesterday from A to Z Sports, Alex Doherty of A to Z Sports, doing a good job of reporting that UC Saros has a high ankle sprain and that injury typically takes 4 to 6 weeks to heal. So we've talked about, you know, what it could be with not being able to put weight on the leg coming off the ice, and people speculated ACL, obviously, with him being on the team playing, that we kind of sleuthed out yesterday. That's not the case. What do you make of the report from A to Z Sports of a high ankle sprain for UC Saros?
Good job, Alex Doherty. And by the way, I did mention high ankle sprain on the show yesterday. I'm just saying.
I mean, you went through the entire laundry list, but yeah, you did.
I think I mentioned everybody part, but that was included. So I think for people who don't closely follow sports injuries, that may not sound bad. It's bad. I mean, a high ankle sprain is a totally different thing than an ankle sprain.
Yeah.
And I would be very surprised if we see UC Saros before a second round that the Preds are going to be very hard pressed to make. And even that, I think, would be tremendous healing. Some people do, you know, heal faster than others. But as you've said with UC Saros, his strength, his superpower is that lateral movement and his explosiveness. And if you compromise that at all, then his size becomes more of an issue. And I'm going to go ahead and guess right now that the next time Preds fans see UC Saros in goal will be the opener of the 2022-23 season.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't know from a hockey standpoint, especially at that position with goalie, like, what is it like to play through a high ankle sprain? I mean, obviously, when you start talking about basketball and football with the cutting that's involved, like, is there a way that you could protect the ankle a little bit more in a skate? I don't know. So I don't know what all goes into that. I will say what John Hines said on our show yesterday about letting it settle down, letting those things settle down, makes a little bit more sense now when you start talking about high ankle sprain, but does not sound good for the Predators and UC Saros if that indeed is the case. So we'll keep monitored on that. But they waltzed into Denver last night anyway. Get a big win. I'm just saying. Just saying they got a big win last night anyway. So
that's, I mean, David Riddick, raw deal for him. I guess anything. The fact that we just talked about the Saros news today is like, I mean, this is what happens when an A.J. Brown trade happens. But David Riddick last night, jeez. What got into him?
Well, I watched the first two goals, and I was just like, my gosh, this is going to be a rough one. And, you know, he ran into the crossbar last night. It was just a weird, weird game. But the Predators find a way to get it done, and we'll see if they can do it tonight against Arizona. 1 point tonight guarantees them the wild card spot. If Dallas loses, they're in there anyway. But if you're the Predators, just take care of business against the Coyotes, and you'll be the number one wild card taking on the Calgary Flames. Joe, get back into the A.J. Brown stuff. If you missed it earlier, TD talked with A.J. Brown last night. And according to A.J. Brown, this in the piece that TD put out on ESPN.com says, quote, "This wasn't my fault. I wanted to stay, but the deal they offered was a low offer. The deal they offered wasn't even $20 million a year." Brown then goes on to say the offer topped out at $16 million per season, with incentives that would have driven the deal up to $20 million per year as an average. This coming from a story that Teron Davenport has put up at ESPN.com. When you hear that, what is your reaction to that if you're a Titans fan, if what A.J. Brown says there is true?
I mean, to me, like, look, my instant reaction to this was, this is just, it's a bad move. And Robinson and Vrabel both talked about this massive gap, and they made it sound like there were just completely unrealistic expectations of A.J. Brown for his next deal. And if he's accurate with his numbers, I can't understand it. I really can't. I'm going back and forth now with Jared, who, by the way, a little preview of 2 p.m. today. I think Jared's going to be like, this is like a roll river. This is like Freaky Friday. Jared's going to be like, oh, John Robinson and the Patriot way. This totally makes sense, which I just, again, mind blowing. But then again, maybe it shouldn't be. I think it's just a terrible move. I do. And I could, AJ Brown could get hurt. He could not turn out to be what I think he is. Treylon Burks could come in and be better than him. There's a lot of things we don't know. I love the Clowney move, and I'll sit here right now and raise my hand and say, if I'm a fan of a team, I want my general managers to go make bold moves when the team is in position to actually go for something. So I love the Clowney move. I love the Julio Jones trade, and they didn't work out. Okay, they didn't work out. This is choosing to be worse. When you had alternatives, when you could have gone and seen this out and worked it out, and I understand that that's AJ's side of the story, and so you have to keep that in mind, and we're never going to hear John Robinson litigate this publicly, but every bit of information that we have tells me this was a huge mistake by John Robinson.
Well, something's not adding up here, because either the Titans don't have – the same definition of going to the extreme with AJ Brown as I think the rest of us do, or something's not adding up here, because I mean, we played the audio from Vrabel earlier in the show talking about going to the extreme to try to keep AJ Brown here. And then all of a sudden AJ Brown saying your best offer $16 million a year with incentives to get to 20. Is that going to the extreme in today's wide receiver market? Heck no, it's not. So one of those two things doesn't add up to me.
See, Jared, and there's going to be other apologists today who want to call this the Patriot way. And you know, John Robinson has done other things that I think qualify for that. And it's like there's a lot to be said for getting out from a player when he's before he gets to a certain stage in his career, not paying as much, going to get a younger player. That's not this. And this is not that. And you're right, there is something missing. I think one thing that's missing is an overall concern by Robinson and Vrabel about how AJ Brown has handled this publicly and what that might say, and you know, about the future with him. But I just like, to me, contract stuff is contract stuff. And if you're not an issue other than that, other than like some weird tweets or deleting your tweets, people are out here talking about Antonio Brown. I mean, get out of here with that crap.
Yeah, it's not remotely the same with Antonio Brown and A.J. Brown. Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Nate from Nashville, who wants to weigh in. Thanks for calling in to Robbie and Rex Road.
Hey, guys. The big thing that I want to know is, when did they start negotiating? Because I know, Joe, you said that the tweets aren't really that big a deal until you start deleting them. My thing is, how long did they start negotiating before he started tweeting? Because if it wasn't long after, then I would have to question if he's, I don't know, because I don't want to sound like a bad person, because I know I struggle with mental health, especially after the past couple of years. But, what do y'all think?
Hey, thanks for the call, Nate. I mean, look, I think he was just tweeting about his contract. Like, you know, we've talked about the tweet part of this. Obviously, the deleting tweets is weird. And he did again last night, by the way. Like, he tweeted out this thank you to Titans fans, and I think in all capital letters said, this is not my fault. And then, like, 6 minutes later, the tweet was gone. So, I mean, A.J. Brown is a pro at deleting tweets. We've talked about that here on the show. But, like, you know, we talked about the mental health discussion, too. Like, A.J. Brown came out with this nice, you know, thing on TikTok about his struggles with mental health, and I thought that was really cool, really important of him to do that. But, like, to me, the tweets since then are – they're about the contract. Like, we talked about the vagueness of it and the – you know, the cryptic nature of the tweets, now that we've seen this play out, I mean, to me, it was pretty clear it's about the contract at this point.
Yeah, I got some people who told me that was about fans on a show. And no, no. But we need to go to break. I'm just going to keep blabbing and going overtime. Just shut me up. Let me mute my side. I'm talking to Zach.
Well, I will say Jared Stillman on Twitter just said, Joe Rextro just said he'd be mad at Robinson for trading AJ and cited Clowney and Julio as, quote, moves he liked, LOL. This coming from Jared on Twitter.
Yes, because it's very easy to look at a move after it doesn't work and say, oh, I hate that. And we don't have time to get in this. I'm going to
mute Joe.
We don't have time. Mute me.
We'll continue the conversation on AJ Brown. Got a lot more of your thoughts to get to on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ed, hang with us on our phone line as well. We'll get to you next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.